Wonderful episode of Apple Galleria podcast on Apple services. This week we're going to discuss some of Apple's services that are offered, mostly all of them. There are a lot, so we're just gonna go through. I want to start off with one that is very dear, near and dear to my heart, and that is GarageBand. I'm actually using it right now. It is a service that Apple uses that comes on all of the hero products, so phones, Macs, mostly those two. If you do have iPods, they do come on those two, but people don't buy those as much, but phones and Macs, iPads as well. GarageBand is found already downloaded on the device, and from there you can open it up. It is a music making device. Right now I'm using it for podcasting, which you can also do, but it is mostly for music. That is how I got introduced into GarageBand, mostly for the music. It is a wonderful app or service, if you want to call it either one. It helps people really in any aspect that has to do with audio, whether it's podcasting, whether it's music. It is something that is great for getting your feet wet, and then really learning the basics. It's pretty easy once you get a hang of it. It is a lot to learn, but it's not hard. It's not difficult. You just have to use a lot of your brain. That's all. But that's what Apple does. You know, Apple loves to push us to use our brain and teach ourselves. So that's one thing that I know for sure that GarageBand helps us do. So that's one service. The next service I want to go into is iCloud, which is something that customers, employees, anyone alike, business people would really love, because it helps enhance just your overall Apple experience, because it can bring all of your files, all of your music, all of your messages, all of everything together, and saves it for you. And you can access these folders and files on any device as long as you have the iCloud turned on. I think that that's really helpful. Ever since I've been using iCloud, it's been always helpful for me. So I really love iCloud. I will always push for iCloud because, I mean, where else would you want your files? And they're all encrypted and they're all safe. So iCloud, very important service, because, and also like, where is your stuff gonna go if you don't save it outside of your device? That's another thing. Those are the first two, iCloud and GarageBand. Next, we have Apple TV, which is still Apple TV Plus, which is a new product or service that is still pretty new, fairly new. But in it being new, so new, it has received a lot of recognition so far. It's nominated for a few Emmys, like over 20 something Emmys, with all of the shows and movies that are on there. I personally have seen a few of these shows and movies. The Banker, which was a really good movie. The Servant or Servant, really good show. They have different cartoons. I've been watching, starting to watch Little Voice. Just so many different shows that are on there. It's like, it's a pretty good streaming service. So Apple TV Plus. And with Apple TV Plus, all devices that receive, all customers that receive new devices, Apple TV Plus is already comes on there. Already comes on there one, but also they get a free year of subscription. Normally it's $4.99 a year. Normally it's $4.99 a month, and from there they can just go on and watch Apple TV Plus. But if you have a device for the first time and you just purchased it, then you also do get a free year of subscription, which is nice, like a whole year. Wow. So that's another service. The next is Apple News. Apple News is, it's not, I use it, but me personally, I don't subscribe. So I use Apple News, but I don't subscribe to Apple News. It is a service that is $9.99 a month. It comes with every single news service except for like the New York Times. I think a couple others that are just not within the service. You can get on there and see the news there on Apple News, but it does not come with the subscription. Those are separate. So certain magazines or columns, whatever they are, sometimes they do have separate subscriptions that you can get through Apple News, but Apple News as a whole is a subscription that is $9.99 a month. It's pretty cool. It brings you all your news up to date, keeps you up to date. Apple News itself has its own news outlet, and they keep their own news updated as well. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, that's about it for Apple News. Okay, so Apple Music. Apple Music is it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. I've been using Apple Music since it literally launched in, 5 years ago? I have been using Apple Music since the very beginning, so a lot of my playlists are very old. I was able to, since the integration from iTunes to Apple Music, all of my songs that were in Apple Music or iTunes were able to transfer over to my Apple Music, even if those songs were not quite in the Apple Music library. I still have songs that I don't even physically have like on a computer anymore. They're just in my Apple Music because I had them on iTunes. So that's pretty cool. So I feel like I will probably never go over to any other outlet just because my music is so vested in Apple Music. I have like over 40,000 songs. That's a lot. So try to move all of those songs over, and a lot of the songs are not even in Apple Music. That's just, it's difficult. So Apple Music is here to stay with me in my life. I really love it. On a normal basis, it is a subscription of $9.99 a month. If you're a regular individual, there is a student discount or a student subscription that is $4.99 a month. And then with the student subscription, you also get Apple TV Plus for free. So students kind of get a nice package with their Apple Music Plus. If you also have a family plan, then you can have Apple Music along with the Apple Music, Apple TV. I think iCloud might be in that, an arcade. But if you have a family plan, then you can get for $14.99, you can split it up however many ways. Up to six people can get all of these, most of the services, not all of the services, but most of the services all together. They'll be split up based on Apple ID, so it's not like anybody will have their own information interconnected with each other. But it is pretty cool if you want to have, like, maybe you have friends or your family and y'all want to kind of split up the payment but still keep the same services and don't want to pay an individual price. The family plans are the best. So Apple Music can be included in that. It does have over, I want to say 50 million songs within Apple Music, which is really cool. That's a lot of songs. My library of 40,000 is like, whoa, that's not nothing compared to 50 million. But I would never have time to listen to 50 million songs, so it's fine. So that's Apple Music. Probably one of the best outside of GarageBand. One of the best. Apple Arcade. It's also a new service that Apple has had. It's a gaming streaming service. This service is $4.99 a month, and you get 30 days for free if you sign up and have never signed up before. You get 30 days for free, and then after that, $4.99. Also, going back to Apple Music, you can get 3 months for free, and then you start paying your subscription. So, Apple does give away some subscriptions for free, let you try it out a little bit before you actually get into it. So Apple Arcade, same way. Apple Arcade actually comes with so many games from so many different types of avenues and areas, and all of these games come with the Apple Arcade service. You do not have to pay for any extra anything. I don't really play games, so I don't really know what all you could buy, but I'm guessing things like swords or clothes or I don't know, whatever you would buy in a game. Gaming people would know more than me. But in Apple Arcade, you're able to get all of these things, but they just come with the service. That's pretty cool, because I do know that gaming, people who game can spend a lot of money. And so this kind of helps them to not have to do that, which is really good. So it helps people all over the world. And then you also are able to go forward and play not just on your phone, but your iPad, your Mac. If you also want, there's a game that requires a controller, an outside controller, you can hook up your controller, Xbox and another one. I'm sorry, I don't know. But you can hook up your controller to some Apple Arcade games. So next is Apple Books. Apple Books is a service that showcases all of the books. A lot of the books can be free. You can read at night. I've used Apple Books in the past a little bit sometimes, not as often, but Apple Books can be helpful. People who do like to read constantly or on electronic devices, this is good for them. Apple's way of version of, not Audible, but I guess just to read digitally. I don't think that there are many books on there with the actual voice, but I could be mistaken. And also, one thing that I do know about Apple Books is that if you are wanting to publish your own book, Apple Books gives an easy way to publish your book, upload your book, and get paid from your Apple Book. So that's one interesting fact. The next service is Apple Card, which also comes with Apple Card monthly installments. So one, Apple Card. Apple Card is a card that's newly created by Apple. It isn't through a partnership with Goldman Sachs. It's actually quite nice. So with this card, you get money back. Most purchases, especially with Apple and then some partnering corporations or companies, can get up to 3% back, which is really good. This 3% back, or whatever money that comes back, goes to your wallet. Once it's in your wallet, you can use it on anything. It's literal money that you get, and literal money that you can use as soon as you get it. It's really cool. If you are using, or say you use your card, or you apply for an Apple Card to use the monthly installments, then from there, your phone or whatever device will be the bulk of your balance for the Apple Card. And then from there, You will pay those monthly payments. Any excess that you have after that, you'll pay after that. If you want, you will also, though, be getting 3% cash back on each purchase of your, each time you pay for your monthly installment. So it's pretty cool. So any purchase that you use with your Apple Card, you're going to be getting money back. If you have like a repair that Apple needs to take care of, you will get 3% cash back. Pretty cool. On something that normally takes a lot of your money, you can earn a little bit of money back. So that's interesting. Apple Card is really cool. Ever since it came out, I've seen a lot of growth with it, and a lot of people really like it. So it's a very interesting card. A lot of other companies who have cards or credit cards within their companies aren't necessarily quite like the Apple Card. It also comes with 0% anything unless you have interest. And once in the wallet app, the Apple Card also is able to give you all of your financial insight into your card, so it can tell you how much you need to pay in order to avoid paying an interest rate, how much you need to pay if you want to pay off your card, how much you want to pay if you just want to pay off a certain amount. It can show you how your paying off your card can help you in the long run with your credit. Once you're further into the wallet app, then it can give you more insight. If you need to talk to a customer service person about your card, there is a quick button within the wallet app that can take you right to chat and phone for them, and it's a specific service that comes just with the Apple Card. That's really cool. So there's a lot of good things that come with the Apple Card. So I would say that's a nice service to have for Apple. The last two are Apple Pay and Apple Maps. Apple Pay, especially right now being within a pandemic, Apple Pay has become really popular. I have noticed as an employee myself, a lot of people still do not know about Apple Pay, and I have been able to, over the past few months, kind of tell people about Apple Pay, because if you don't want to touch things and you don't necessarily want to spread germs or receive germs, then Apple Pay gives a way of not having to do that, giving you a way to kind of not touch things and only touch your devices, so you only know what you're touching, unless you have to put in a code that comes, that part doesn't always work with the Apple Pay part, but at least it takes care of you not having to touch your card or nobody else touching your card. Sometimes the whole transaction, depending on the companies or the restaurant POS system, it can be thorough and just all the way through and no touch. Sometimes you can do the card but still have to put in your PIN or press a button. So it just depends. But Apple Pay overall is very useful. This is also something that ties back into your Apple Wallet, where you can have multiple cards for you to be able to use for Apple Pay. I use Apple Pay all the time, often, because it's just helpful for me. I like things that's like, I think with the surprise and delight factor that Apple has, Apple Pay definitely gives that surprise and delight effect, like, every time. That's probably why I use it often, because I like to hear that noise, that ding-ding, and also just the ease of it. So, Apple Pay, really cool. Apple Maps is our maps service. This is actually something that's really cool, because over the last few years of Apple Maps coming out, I've seen how it has evolved. I've seen where Apple has really invested into the service. I know in living in different parts of the country, I've actually seen Apple Maps cars mapping out the country, and it's pretty cool, because I've seen that for some other maps companies before, but to see Apple actually going around driving through and mapping out the world is like really cool. To see that in action is really cool. So it's something that Apple has vested a lot of time and attention into because they want to make sure that it's really good for its customers. So Apple Maps is, yes, our mapping service. I know that in this last update, the walking, which is something when I lived in DC, was something that was really important for me. The walking aspect, and so to have better walking directions is really helpful. Before the last update, Siri would get you mixed up and lost and down, rolling down the sidewalk and stuff. And so now it's like, oh, I can turn left, and I actually can turn left, and it's actually something there. I love it. So, you know, Apple has taken feedback and they've worked on it. And so Apple Maps is actually a cool app now, to actually want to use over some other competitors, who were, I guess, more ahead in certain areas than before. So, those are our services. I hope that this was helpful for anyone. If looking at it through an employee lens, all of these services can be talked about with our customers. Some can be talked about more than others. I know if you just start to talk to a customer once you approach, start to probe, then that connection building piece can come in great with just uncovering their passions, and trying to help them find out the products that they need and deserve, to leave with. You can always find a service to go along with their passions. If they're music lovers, you know, Apple Music. Also GarageBand if they want to build and work on music. If they're open up to just a lot of TV, then Apple TV Plus, of course. If they like games, Apple Arcade. Podcasting, I didn't talk about that, but Apple Podcasts is also a service. I listen to it often. I actually myself, because I do have a podcast, I have a podcast on there, so I've dipped my toe into the Apple Podcast. But just all of our services, especially right now, everybody should be talking about Apple Pay. Apple Pay is a really good one for right now, and Apple TV Plus, Apple Music, Apple News, just really all of them. Apple Arcade to get people if they're bored, or for kids who need help, for students who are in school, Apple Books. Anybody who's looking to pay for something that they might not have the money for right now, but they can also get a credit card, Apple Card, and they can put their purchase on their card through monthly installments. You know, there's many ways in trying to tie in these services back to our customers' passions and just the things that they love from our products. So I hope that this was helpful for everyone. Again, this is Taylor Warren. I'm not actually sure if I introduced myself at the beginning, but I am Taylor Warren. And this was Apple Services with Apple Galleria.
Pop my shit. That bang be bang. Pop my shit. That bang be bang. Thank you. who you thought you was, ho. My thing be dangin', ho. I pop my shit, cause that thing be dangin', ho. I pop my shit, cause that thing be dangin', ho. Fuck outta here, ho. Now thing be dangin'. I don't suck no dick, ho. Cause that thing be dangin', okay. I pop my shit, cause that thing be singin', ho. I don't need a suckin' no dick, ho. Cause that thing be dangin'. That thing be dangin'. That thing, ho. That thing be dangin', okay. I pop my shit, cause that thing be dangin'. I don't suck to no dick, ho. Cause that thing be dangin', okay. Suck to my dick, ho. My thing be dangin', ho. Yep, suck to my dick. Cause that thing be dangin', okay. To the limit. I bang my shank. Yup. Yup. Okay. I pop my shit. Okay.